The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the October issue of Scout Life. We're going to begin today with Let's Look at Books. And we have a picture of a young lady. She's on a stack of books with a telescope viewing, peering into the future and all kinds of different things. Books are important because they are the keepers of valuable information, our thoughts, stories, memories, and more. Turn the page to learn more about books. Books. The best-selling and most read book in the world is the Bible. October is National Book Month. The first book printed on the printing press was the Gutenberg Bible in the 1450s. Fun Books for Cool Kids. Last Gate of the Emperor by Kwame Mbalia and Prince Joel McConan. Nia and the New Library by Ian Lendler. Birds, Explore Their Extraordinary World by Miranda Krestovnikov and Angela Harding. Seek and Find National Parks by Jorian Peterson. The Screaming Hairy Armadillo and 76 Other Animals with Weird Wild Names by Matthew and Steve Murray. Mrs. Moe's Monster by Paul Bevis. Everything Awesome About Dinosaurs and Other Prehistoric Beasts. Reading can help lessen stress. Scout Life has provided more than 100 years of great reading. Here are 100 titles that every kid should read. Some suggestions will require parental guidance. You can find these at go.scoutlife.org/100books. Biblosmia means enjoyment from smelling books. The Guinness World Record for longest audiobook was published in 2017. It is more than 100 days long. National Dictionary Day is October 16th. The largest library in the world is the United States Library of Congress. It has more than 39 million books. The largest bookstore in the world is the Barnes & Noble on Fifth Avenue in New York City. It has it's 154,250 square feet. Next month, let's look at Thanksgiving. Here are two turkeys here talking to one another, and one of them says, "Hey, you know what I'm thankful for? Vegetarians." Not good for turkey eaters. Fall fun. Silly Sammy Squirrel says silly sentences super speedily. Delivery Squirrel Sammy is super speedy. How fast can you say the tongue twister on his clipboard? Silly Sammy Squirrel says silly sentences super speedily. What a pile of nuts. Do you know what kinds they are? Fill in the blanks with the letters below to find out. They all end in nut. Chestnuts. Walnuts. Sam has one more delivery to make. Can you help him through the leaf maze? Well, can you try that at home? Right there on page 24. It's about time. Page 25. Use the Pedro pocket watch to fill in the blanks with letters for example, the corresponding letters for 8:15 are 1 and E. What do you say to a runaway timepiece? Stop watch. Okay. When is it a good time to go to the dentist? I'm sure you can figure these out. Well, how about this one? Why did Pedro throw the clock out the window? He wanted to see how time flies. Okay. Number four, what do you get when you use a watch band for a belt? Well, I'm sure these will be easy for all of you to figure out. Let's move on to page 25. Halloween Hall. Pedro is ready for a night of trick-or-treating, dressed as an alfalfa burrito. Help him get to the house giving out king-size chocolate bars. Draw a funny pumpkin face. Page 27. Which witch is which? Three witches have gathered for Halloween fun, but who's who? Using the hints, find out which witch is which. Gladys has warts on her nose. Hazel does not have blue skin. Winnie has a pet frog named Alfred. So all of you will do a great job figuring out these little poems. Lion Pride. Squad Ghouls. Rex is late. We cannot play without Rex. And then... ghosts! Hello. I guess they do not like Team Spirit. I thought they had guts. We want to play baseball, not hide and shriek. Ghosts! Let's get out of here. Tiger's Adventures. My dad said we have to exercise for 5 minutes before we play. Pan. Gasp. How long have we been running? 30 seconds. Gasp. Groan. Pan. We'll never make it. Gasp. 3, 2, 1. Done. Gasp. Great job, everyone. Now you can go and play. I guess I need to start calling exercise play. More Scouts in Action, page 37. More true stories of Scouts in Action. He saved his brother from a swift current. Isaac Hillhouse, 13, was swimming with his family in a creek in Missouri when Isaac's younger brother was caught in a strong current and swept into deep water. As his brother screamed for help, Isaac swam to him and quickly pulled his brother toward shore. As they reached shallower water, Isaac and his brother were able to stand up and walk onto the shore. Afterward, everyone stayed clear of the deep park of the creek. No one was harmed during the incident. Second-class scout Isaac Hillhouse, a member of Troop 57, chartered their first United Methodist Church in Lebanon, Missouri, received a heroism award for his actions. He saved a woman from her overturned kayak. Joseph Latanzi, 11, was fishing with his father on Otter Lake in Pennsylvania when Joseph saw an overturned kayak near their boat. An elderly woman had flipped her kayak. The vessel had struck her head and trapped her underneath the water. Joseph jumped in to help and lifted the kayak off the woman. The woman couldn't touch the bottom and was in a panic. Joseph swam with her to shore and helped her climb the slippery rocks at the water's edge. The woman was not harmed during her ordeal. Tenderfoot Scout Joseph Latanzi, a member of Troop 332 chartered to St. Raymond's Roman Catholic Church in East Rockaway, New York, received a heroism award for his actions. Glow-in-the-dark galaxy jar. Add a little glow to your room with the glow-in-the-dark galaxy jar. This crafty project is also known as a calming jar because it can help with stress relief. What you'll need: craft paintbrushes, glass jar with a lid, glitter, glow-in-the-dark acrylic paint, as many colors are as you want, newspaper, parchment, paper, cardboard, or construction paper, shaped stencils, sheet of paper or empty egg carton, vegetable oil. What you'll do: step one, cover your work area using newspaper, construction paper, parchment paper, or cardboard. Step two, make a paint palette. Pour a small amount of each paint color that you want to use onto a sheet of paper, small piece of cardboard, or egg carton. Step 3. Use the paint brushes and shaped stencils to paint different designs inside the glass jar. This is your galaxy, so get creative. Step 4. Place your jar outside in the sun for 2 to 4 hours so the paint can dry. This will also help activate the glow. Make sure your jar is in a safe place. Step 5. Once the jar is completely dry, fill it with vegetable oil. Next, add in the glitter. Step 6. Finally, turn off the lights to see your galaxy glow. If you want to add a little more glow, use a black light or decorate the outside of your jar using the glow-in-the-dark paint and your imagination. Optional, add food coloring to the oil inside the jar to change the color of your galaxy. Find more fun projects at go.scoutlife.org/how-to. Fitness first. Short on time? You can finish this speedy workout in less than 10 minutes. Perform the 12 exercises below for 30 seconds each. Rest 10 seconds between each exercise. Number 1, jumping jacks. Number 2, wall sits. Number 3, push-ups. Number 4, abdominal crunches. Number 5, step-ups. Number 6, squats. Number 7, tricep dips. Number 8, push-ups with rotation. Number 9, plank. Number 10, high knees. Number 11, lunges. And number 12, side plank. Religious emblems. Hinduism. Hindu scouts can learn more about their faith by earning the following BSA award. The Dharma emblem is for a Cub Scout or a Scout of Hindu faith, or one interested in this faith. Activities cover basic Hindu concepts of Dharma, Karma, incarnation, and Bhakti. Dharma, or duty to others, is one way a Hindu shows his love for Parameshwar, the supreme authority, God. Karma is an action or a result of an action. Good karma brings joy and love from others. Bad karma brings problems and suffering. In Hinduism, people are reincarnated, or born again, as a life form, such as an insect or a human being. Depending on their karma, bhakti is a prayer to Parameshwar that can include sacred words like Om. In it, believers can examine and give thanks for the good things in life. What's up on scoutlife.org? Not, K-N-O-T, or not, N-O-T. Do you know which knot to tie when? Take the quiz at go.scoutlife.org/knot quiz. 10 fun facts about Get to Know America's First National Park at goscoutlife.org/Yellowstone. Halloween time. Visit go.scoutlife.org/Halloween for costume ideas, pumpkin carving tips, spooky stories, quizzes, and hilarious Halloween jokes. Memmi King, bringing a sweatshirt to summer camp. Bringing swim trunks to a winter camp. Drop us an Instagram message with your best memmies. If they follow the Scout law and make us laugh, you could be our next memmie royalty. Captions that made us laugh. Joe, not you too. Submitted by TM123. Seriously, guys, at least try to social distance. Adventure Scout 75. 1 against 7. I almost feel sorry for Team Yellow. Adventure Scout 75. Ketchup versus mustard. That's from Loomis 54. Red Rover, Red Rover, send Willie on over. That's from DP. When you tell your friends you're good at soccer, that's Worcester. You underestimate my skill, RPM Games. What are you doing? I said single file, SJB. I think I figured out the imposter among us. J-Dog, 2002. Freeze, Rebel. We have you surrounded. Soccer Wars. Write your caption at go.scoutlife.org/funny captions. In case you missed it, how about some letters from Pedro? Don't make him sound too smart. The boss would get suspicious. Dear Pedro, do you consider yourself a hard worker? You do quite a bit of napping and eating to be considered one, no? That's from Max S. in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Though the boss might disagree, Max, I am an ultra-hard worker. All that napping and eating recharges me for more work, work, work. As for the boss, work habits.
Hi, Pedro. I love Scout Life, and I love your comics. But how do you deal with all that mail every day? I get confused just looking at 10 emails. How's the boss doing? That's from Stephen S. in Dallas, Texas.
Reading all this mail from you readers is not work, work, work at all. It's fun, fun, fun. The boss? That guy never seemed to be having any fun, fun, fun for doing any work, 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 for that matter.
A question, Pedro. Is all you carry in that water bottle of yours alpha milkshakes? If so, you would have to drink a lot of them to get the average daily water supply, since a milkshake contains 70% water, and the alfalfa in it lowers it to 50%. That means instead of having to drink 4 of those bottles, you have to drink about 6 of the bottles. Is this really that efficient? Stay healthy there, my friend. That's from Leo F. from the Internet.
With all that madly, all I saw was drink 2 extra alfalfa milkshakes. Thanks for the advice. More alfalfa equals more protein. More work, work, work equals more fun, fun, fun. A happy Marlboro is a healthy Marlboro.
Dear Pedro, I just got a reprint of the 1911 Boy's Life and noticed you weren't in it. When did you first become a Marlboro for Boy's Life? Now Scout Life. That's from Cyrus S. in Oviedo, Florida.
I've been having a blast with BL and SL since 1947. Don't I look great for my age? Work, 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 work. Works wonders for a willing worker. Some people named the boss might even say a wacky worker.
Dear Pedro, I would just like to thank you for participating in the creation of such a good representation of scouting. I remember how much Scout Life built my desire to be a scout. From all of the helpful advice to the silly comic strips to Scouts in Action, this magazine has built my desire to be a scout over the years. So thank you very much. That's from Megan B. in Akron, Ohio.
And that, dear readers, is the main reason this work, 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 work is so fun, fun, fun. Thank you for reading, Megan. And everyone else.
Dear Pedro, I have a question for you. How do you like your job? That's from Andrew A. in Tucker, Georgia.
Love, 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 love this gig, Andrew. And the math is simple. There's just one boss. But there are hundreds of thousands of Andrews, Beckins, Cyruses, Leos, Stevens, and Maxes, and Pablos, and Paulus, and Aarons, and Annas, and Richards, and Rachels is out there to make this work, work, work worth it. Worth it, worth it. I'll admit, though, it is a bit tiring. So now, it's off to my cozy corral for a couple extra alfalfa milkshakes and a nice, well-earned nap. Catch you next month.
Making a difference, Second Class Scout founds nonprofit and more. Alex Jimenez, age 15, hometown Chicago, Illinois. Scout ranked Second Class Scout, Troop 1439, Chicago. Scout Alex made headlines for founding the nonprofit Smiles Against Cancer and being nominated for Time Magazine's 2020 Kid of the Year. The scoop? Alex was 9 when he founded Smiles Against Cancer, which partners with Chicago Children's Hospitals to deliver toys to cancer patients. At 13, Alex published The Big Idea, The Roadmap to Entrepreneurship, proceeds of which go to his foundation. Among Time Kid of the Year nominees, he ranked first in his state and 26th nationwide. Gymnastics champ. Life Scout competes at nationals. Alexander Petula, age 14, hometown Hummelston, Pennsylvania. Scout rank Life Scout Troop 74, Hummelston. Alexander made headlines for winning the parallel bars event in his division at the 2021 USA Gymnastics Region 7 National Qualifier Meet and competing at the 2021 Men's Developmental Program National Championships. Alexander competes on the Artistic Sports Academy gymnastics team, which won the 2021 Pennsylvania Super Team title. Alexander was also recognized as a 2021 Academic All-American Student Athlete. Good job, Alexander. And now we have Christian Snaufer, age 14. Her hometown is Yo, Pennsylvania. His scout rank is Life Scout Troop 69, Jacobs, Pennsylvania. Christian made headlines for receiving all the conservation-related awards available to youth and scouts in his state. The Pennsylvania Game Commission Wildlife Conservation Award and the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission Conservation Award. Christian was recognized by both chambers of the state legislature for his achievement. Bryce Wishond, age 16, hometown, The Woodlands, Texas. Scout ranks Eagle Scout, Troop 777, The Woodlands. Discovery rank, Venturing Crew 112, The Woodlands. Bryce made headlines for being recognized with Honorary House Resolution Bill H.R. 547 from Texas State Representative Steve Toth for earning four BSA STEM Nova Awards. Bryce also volunteers with numerous community service organizations, including Special Needs SIBS and Code of Many Colors Ministry Food Pantry. And finally, we have Livia Bross, age 14. Her hometown is Palmyra, Missouri. Scout rank, second class scout, Troop 242, Columbia, Missouri. She made headlines for being selected as a national semifinalist for the NASA Artemis Moon Pod Essay Contest. Artemis' mission is to land the first woman and next man on the moon by 2024. Livia represented her state in Artemis Explore sessions with NASA experts. Dragon's Blood. The adventure continues and the stakes get higher for Cruz Coronado and his friends in Explorer Academy, The Dragon's Blood. In this exclusive excerpt, we follow the explorers in training aboard Orion, the Academy's classroom at sea, as they prepare for an exciting new destination and challenging new assignment. I'm sure it hasn't escaped your notice that we've put to sea. You must be curious about our destination. The rest of the faculty has informed me that at this point in the year, the standard curriculum for first-year recruits would have us sailing to China. The rest of his sentence was lost in an explosion of applause. Giant pandas, hooted Mateo. The Great Wall, cried Zane. Clouded leopards, sighed Lonnie. Emmett leaned back, placing his hands behind his head in triumph. He'd won Team Cousteau's bet, as its members knew he would. Professor Lubin's mouth was drawn into a straight line, and the explorers quickly settled. As I was saying, their teacher continued, our travels would have us taken us to China, but recent events have caused us to alter course. Recent events? Alter course? What did he mean? Dim lights to 20%, please, he ordered their teacher. As the classroom lights went down, Professor Lubin stepped to one side. A second later, a holo video of an animal appeared before where he'd been standing. It looked like a cross between a wild dog, a tiger, and a kangaroo. It had the short, rounded ears, large-eyed, and snout of a wolf, yet its body looked more like a greyhound, strong yet streamlined. Thick black stripes cut across the short, sand-colored fur on its back, leading to a long, tapered tail. What is it? Whispered Cruz. A thylacine, answered Sailor. Dugan swung in his seat. A what a sign? Meet the thylacine, said Professor Lubin. It's also known as the Tasmanian tiger or Tasmanian wolf. However, it's not a cat or a dog. It's a carnivorous marsupial, a relative of the Noombat, Tasmanian devil, and quoll. A short, rounded ear twitched almost as if the animal were listening to Professor Lubin's talk. The thylacine put its back nose sniffing into the wind. While they watched, it turned its head and a pair of wide, dark doe eyes looked directly at them. It was kind of cute. Aw, cooed Allie. The thylacine opened its mouth, and all Allie nearly toppled out of his seat. Whoa! It has jaws like an alligator, cried Dugan. With what whopping gape does it look quite vicious, doesn't it? Said their teacher. The truth is, the thylacine is actually a timid nocturnal creature. Here's another fun fact. The female has a pouch where she may carry up to 4 joeys, though the pouch faces the hind legs rather than the head the way a kangaroo's does. Professor Lubin, Sailor's arm was in the air. I don't mean to correct you, but you keep saying is and has. Shouldn't it be was and had? The thylacine went extinct like 100 years ago. Professor Lubin paused the whole of video explorers. What I'm about to reveal to you is confidential information. You cannot share with anyone other than your teachers, Franchon Quills, Sidrel Vanderwick, and Dr. Eichenboom. You can't discuss it with friends, family, or even Orion's crew, who know where we're going, but don't know why. Do you understand? Yes, 24 explorers answered as one. Please raise your hand if you agree to abide by these rules. From there, let's go on to Think and Grin. Talala, how does the Pacific Ocean communicate with the Atlantic Ocean? Doyle, no idea. Talala, they wave to each other. That's from Talala's in Great Falls, Virginia. Pierce, what is the first thing a scout does when they fall into a lake? Sawyer, I'm not sure. Pierce, they get wet. That's from Pierce B. in Wilmington, North Carolina. Keegan, why did the sheep cross the road? Taylor, I don't know. Keegan, it had to go to the bathroom. That's from Keegan C. in McQuan, Wisconsin. Xander, what flower grows between your nose and chin? Kathy, I don't know. Xander, tulips. That's from Xander S. in Lafayette, California. Julian, what did the mother spider say to the teen spider? Alex, what? Julian, you spend too much time on the web. That's from Julian S. in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Jonah, why do fish live in salt water? Faith, I'm not sure. Jonah, because pepper makes them sneeze. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-